This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. I'm going to do some just kind of general stuff. Nothing hard-hitting. Nothing necessarily relevant to mainstream sports in this episode. I just want to promote my first golf tournament of my upcoming fall to spring golf season and talk about a recent trip since I did some things at some theme parks that many people are looking to do, whether they live in the Central Florida area or plan to vacation here in the near future. It's my podcast, and that's the beauty of doing whatever I want. And I have always branched out just beyond hardcore sports. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They'll be there for the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 38. Full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. What does full service mean? It means divorce. It means family law. It means child support adjustment. It means post-judgment. Full service means essentially what you need it to mean. And if you need confirmation on that, that's why Brandon Legal Group is always available to offer a free consultation. You can request that on their website, brandonlegalgroup.com, or you can call if you prefer to do it that way at 844-4BLG4ME. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Bill Curry Ford. I'm looking forward to seeing General Manager Sean Sullivan back at the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft event coming up in a few weeks. Sean's been writing $1,000 checks to winners of Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast leagues on the condition that he doesn't win the league himself, which he has never done. We'll see how he does this year. He may not be great at fantasy football yet, but he is extremely experienced at putting people in new or pre-owned vehicles. And he runs the dealership at Bill Curry Ford. And he'd like to talk to you if you are looking into a new Ford vehicle, a pre-owned Ford vehicle, or even something of the non-Ford variety that is one of the makes and models of their pre-owned inventory on the lot. Speak to him. Tell him you're one of my listeners. If you cannot get in front of him, when you go to the dealership, you ask for Grace Thomas. If you can get in front of her and tell her you are one of my listeners, she will put you in touch with Sean Sullivan. That is one of Grace's 1,000 jobs, and she's very good at it. Bill Curry Ford, First Family of Ford in Tampa Bay. Email wright.todd@yahoo.com. I mentioned the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We launched on August 1st. Until I collapse from exhaustion, we're doing daily podcasts, weekdays, of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for August. So there's a new one that rolls out every weekday of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for those of you that want fantasy content. That, of course, presented by Hooters, with also support from Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group as the football season approaches. Social media, Instagram is at ToddWright2121, Twitter at ToddWright2121. I missed last week, partly for vacation purposes, partly because there was this huge thunderstorm that flooded Disney parks on the night I was there early last week. And while I got out, didn't realize sort of the effects of what happened until much later, which included a real bitch of a flu. So I'm still recovering from that. You might hear a tinge of it in my voice. I am not 100%, but good enough to crank out a podcast for this week and talk a little bit about what I experienced there. Prior to that, I just want to mention one of the other things that I do that hundreds of people enjoy in the greater Tampa Bay area are my golf tournaments. My 38th golf tournament, and this is not like I've been doing them for 38 years, no. I do golf tournaments when I want. And it's been anywhere from 4 to 7 per year since we started this in October of 2015 on the you like that date on the calendar of Redskins Buccaneers. So we have Kirk Cousins to thank for sort of the spot on the calendar that we can always remember, because that was the day of the first golf tournament. There was no Todd Wright Tour. There were no plans to do a second golf tournament, but it's just grown from there. The 38th golf tournament will be at Plantation Palms Golf Club. I love working with Jesse Pratt. I have worked with him when he was the GM of 2 other properties in the Tampa Bay area, and now I work with him at Plantation Palms on a regular basis. He is 3 steps ahead of me, which isn't easy to do when it comes to running a golf tournament and taking care of my players. And I make this point very sincerely and direct. Do not compare my event to charity scrambles. I may use a scramble format in part. Not every tournament, not everyone plays it. There is no fundraising. Fundraisers are fundraisers. They are not golf tournaments. I run golf tournaments. My sole purpose is the enjoyment of my players for the time that they are with me at the golf property. I do not need to reach a number for any cause. The players are the cause. I turned down an opportunity to play in an event at a nice property earlier this summer because the price was $400 for just me to play. The cost of my events has never been $400 for a foursome. Never. None of my previous 37 events. None. I'm not fundraising. I do not want to take money out of your pocket. I want you to enjoy yourself, have a good day, and give you good value. So we're $340 for the foursome. You can buy a twosome for $170 and I'll pair you up. Or if you have to play on your own, I understand. I'll try to find a team for you to play on. Sometimes I'm successful, sometimes I'm not. And that's $85 per player. That's all your tournament fees. No mulligans. No cannon shots that back up a par 5 for 40 minutes. I care about pace of play. So all the bullshit that normally is attached to these charity scrambles because they don't really care about golf, they don't exist in my event. If you want more information about Todd Wright Tour 38XXXVIII, we will go at the crack of dawn. And because Plantation Palms has a lighted driving range, we can have everybody warm up before sunrise. We can get a real early start. We have done this before there, before I send everybody out for a shotgun start, which we were doing 7 years before Liv did it. It is fun. It is a good way to go. Email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com if you are interested in playing in one of my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments specific to the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 38, October 8th, that's a Saturday morning, Plantation Palms Golf Club. I generally sell out my golf tournaments. However, I don't want to dissuade you from reaching out, asking about it, saying you're interested, let me answer your questions, let's see if we can get you in the golf tournament. I'll leave it at that as it relates to, so it's sort of the start of our golf season. Even I haven't been playing a lot of golf because of the heat. The rain's going to make courses nearly unplayable over the next month or so. By the time we get to October 8th, I have no doubt we're going to have a good day, a golf course in good condition, and people enjoying the weather at Todd Wright Tour 38. Back to the bad Disney weather. So as we were coming out of the Mission Space Pavilion at whatever they call it, what is it now, World of Discovery or something like that, what used to be known as Future World at the Under Construction Forever, that is Epcot, that term used to apply to UCF, Under Construction Forever. It's an Orlando thing. and here came the storm, and we really had no choice. There wasn't really anywhere else to go. It was like, well, let's just head for the car and see how we do. And but prior to that, our visit to Space 220, which is a space-themed restaurant in the Mission Space Pavilion at Epcot, and one of the tougher dining reservations to get. I did not call in any favors. I did not bribe anyone. I did it just like everybody else. And I did it months in advance, and then we planned our visit around our dining reservation, which was on a Monday evening. And once we had the reservation, we had no issues at all. Met some terrific people that work in the restaurant. If you are fortunate enough to go, there's a gentleman named Christopher behind the bar. Christopher, let's say, knows drinks and Disney very well, and I'll let him tell you more. He made us two custom Woodford cocktails that were not on the menu, that were his specialty. They were very refreshing. And we had a couple of appetizers that we ordered off the lounge menu because we had a reservation specific to the lounge, which is all we wanted to do. We didn't want the we didn't desire a full dinner. We got the same experience, which is the enter and exit via this stellavator that is the equivalent of an elevator that takes you to a space station 220 miles up. It's a very neat effect. And the room itself has these windows literally on the world where you have a view of the Earth from 220 miles up. And because we were dining at sunset, we saw how the United States changes based on the illumination at sunset from the eastern seaboard and across the U.S. It was a very neat effect. I'll say one counter to some of the bad reviews are that the food isn't worth it. Our food was good. We had short rib sliders and we had chicken on waffle. We split those. We were very happy. There's not much more to the theme of the restaurant. It's a visual illusion, looking out the windows, and they don't overdo it. There are no effects in the restaurant because they don't want people to get sick. Like, the space station doesn't rotate. Suddenly, you know, the Earth isn't inverted. They don't do that because they're not going to make people ill. There are kids up there. Heck, I'd probably get ill from the motion sickness. That's why I can't go on water. So they don't do any of that. So some would say, well, that's no fun. Well, you got to keep looking out the windows because you might see some fun things like astronauts on spacewalks or an occasional X-Wing fighter, because let's remember Disney owns Star Wars. Ships going to and from the space station, maybe astronauts having a lightsaber fight. It's not a joke. It's very subtly done, but it might not be enough for some who want more of a show. It's just there as the vibe. We thought it was very nice. We plan to go back, but we're going back as much for the service we got from Christopher and a very nice server named Matt, who actually waited on our table next to Christopher's bar. We received excellent service. It was exactly what we wanted. Couple of drinks, couple of appetizers, and then we were on our way. And there's no trick to getting a reservation. I can't offer you any assistance, and I didn't call in any favors. It's just very difficult to get. The Guardians ride, which is technically two pavilions over, because there's the Wonders of Life pavilion that's all boxed off now that I guess they're going to flip to something else, play or not play in the coming years. You don't even really see it anymore as you're walking around. So they took what was the Universe of Energy and they built the indoor roller coaster for Guardians of the Galaxy to drive more people to that part of Epcot, since they're rebuilding essentially the whole future world. The ride's fun. In one word, yeah, it's fun. I thought it'd be an updated version of Rock and Roller Coaster. That's exactly what it is. And they did it very well. It's an indoor ride that thrives off being in the dark, just like Space Mountain prior to Rock and Roller Coaster. It rides extremely smooth, and because it moves so smooth, the speed you go at matches how smooth the ride is. And you do rotate. You don't spin, but you do rotate. And at various points on the ride, you sort of see what's going on in the galaxy with the Guardians and this evil thing. I am a little over for a lot of the big attractions at parks. There's the whole welcome, here's why you're here, and then oops, something went wrong, and now we need your help. That's getting a little cliche. I'm about at my end with that because Guardians does the same thing. But you see all the Guardians, although it's technically not Bradley Cooper's voice for the raccoon, it's, I guess, not Vin Diesel's voice for Groot. I couldn't tell the difference. It didn't take away from my experience. And then they add Terry Crews. The whole thing takes about 30 minutes. It's not like you're riding the roller coaster for 30 minutes, but the whole experience takes 30 minutes. And we bought the Lightning Lane, the a la carte price, just to ride that ride to guarantee us that we would experience that. And it cost us $14 in tax, and I have no problem with that. It was the one thing, other than Space 220, that night at Epcot we wanted to do. We got to do it by paying the a la carte charge. And we actually walked in 2 minutes before our 1 hour reservation and walked past everybody else. Not everybody in Lightning Line. They move with you, but you walk right up to the point where you go in the start of the pre-show. There was no wait. That's worth it to me for $14 and change. And you don't have to buy the Genie Plus to buy the Lightning Line. Lightning Lane. Sorry. The one other thing we did before the flu kicked in was the new Iron Gwazi ride at Busch Gardens on the way home. Had tried this a couple of times using our season passes this summer. It hadn't been running. I expressed my dissatisfaction to Busch Gardens. I said, hey, this is why we bought our passes. We've been twice. It isn't running. We don't feel like we're getting what we paid for. At least Busch Gardens did acknowledge us, and they made sure we were going to ride it on our next visit as long as the ride was operational, and we did. So the customer service was there. Iron Gwazi is relentless. I also think it's a bit violent. Many remember the previous Gwazi wooden coaster, and they thought that was rough, as old school wooden roller coasters were. So you have a lot of the established wooden roller coasters are being converted to hybrid wood steel tracks. And it's one company who's doing a lot of this, and that company is the one that did Iron Gwazi. I think they did a brilliant job. But you know how traditional roller coasters, you tick, 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 all the way to the top? And you do that on Iron Gwazi, it's 206 feet to the top, and then you arc over, and it's a 91-degree angle down, and you feel that extra degree going past parallel. You feel it, you see it. You know how when you bottom out from that first drop, you can kind of catch your breath, be like, oh, okay, now let's just have fun. Can't do that on this one. Nope. It does not let you. It's going to keep you moving at a 70, 75 mile per hour, something like that, rate of speed most of the time. And there's even what's called a death roll, which I think is rougher. And when I say rough, I'm not saying that it shakes you. I'm just saying how it moves your body probably takes more of a toll on you mentally and physically than the 206 foot, 91 degree drop. And it's about 25 seconds or so after. It goes about 2.5 minutes. I guess they count how long it takes to get you to the top. Even though they've rebuilt the ride, they've made it safer. I don't know. If you didn't like the previous Gwazi, I don't know that you're going to like this one. Because it's going to take your breath away. And it's going to test you physically. I would advise doing whatever you can to loosen up mentally and physically before you go on Iron Gwazi. And don't think it's just the first drop. Don't make that mistake like I did. It's not. It doesn't let up until it ends. I think they did a real good job rebuilding that in the same spot with the same name. Clearly they made it safer. It's not Millennium Force at Cedar Point, but it's in the next tier for those of you that want to experience fast, high motion roller coasters that really test you mentally and physically. Yeah. So there's a few notes. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Again, my email is wright.todd@yahoo.com, and we'll talk to you next time.